Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's honestly pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. David, we're talking about Florida's economy and how it's become this massive global player. I mean, 14th largest in the world? That's wild.
Yeah, it really is wild when you put it in perspective. I mean, Florida has become an economic powerhouse. We're talking about a state that's competing at a level most people don't even realize. When you look at it on a global scale, Florida ranks right up there with entire countries in terms of economic output.
No kidding. So when you say 14th largest in the world, are we talking about comparing it to actual countries? Like, Florida's economy is bigger than entire nations?
Exactly. If Florida were its own country, it would be ranked 14th globally in terms of GDP. That's absolutely massive. You're talking about competing with major developed nations. It really puts into perspective how much economic activity is happening here in the state.
Okay, so what's driving that? I mean, what are the main engines of Florida's economy that have gotten us to this point?
Well, you've got tourism, obviously. That's huge. You've got real estate, which is a massive sector. Then there's international trade, agriculture, technology, healthcare, and finance. It's really diversified. And here in Sarasota, we're seeing a lot of that wealth and economic activity flowing into the region. People are relocating here, businesses are expanding, and the real estate market is reflecting all of that growth.
That's so interesting because we talk a lot on this show about why people are moving to Sarasota. And it sounds like there's this bigger economic backdrop that's pulling people here. I mean, if Florida's this economic juggernaut, then Sarasota's benefiting from that spillover effect. Right?
Absolutely. Sarasota is becoming increasingly attractive to investors, retirees, and young professionals. We've talked before about why Sarasota ranks among America's best places to live, retire, and invest. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's positioned within this thriving state economy. People are seeing the opportunity here. They're seeing the lifestyle, the beaches, the culture, and they're also seeing a smart economic move.
So what does this mean for someone who's thinking about buying real estate here in Sarasota right now? Like, if Florida's economy is this strong and growing, what's that signal to a potential home buyer or investor?
It's a really positive signal. Economic strength means job creation, population growth, and increased demand for housing. It means property values have potential for appreciation. It also means the community is investing in itself. Better infrastructure, better amenities, better services. For someone looking at real estate here, you're not just buying a home, you're buying into a region that's part of a state-level economic success story.
I love that perspective. So it's not just about the real estate market in isolation. It's about understanding the bigger economic picture. That's really smart thinking. Well, this was awesome, David. Thanks so much for breaking this down and helping our listeners understand how Florida's global economic standing actually impacts what's happening right here in Sarasota.
Thanks for having me. It's important for people to understand that when they're making decisions about real estate, they're not just looking at a house or an investment property. They're looking at being part of something much bigger. Florida's economy is thriving, and Sarasota is a big part of that story.